This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, December the 9th of 2024. Not a bad start here in north central Wisconsin. Partly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 37 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. A quick note. Some of you may have noticed that over the last couple of days, we have not been on the air on 1230 AM WXCO. Of course, we have 1230 and 98.9. There was a issue at the transmitter at the 1230, and we had to order a new part. And it takes a few days to bring in the new part to get us back up on the air. So, of course, if you're tuned in right now to 1230 WXCO, you're not hearing me. It reminds me of an old WKRP in Cincinnati episode where a tornado goes through Cincinnati and it knocks down their transmitter. And Les Nessman goes into the studio for a special report about the tornado and mentions that the WKRP transmitter was knocked out and that WKRP is off the air. But he still went on the air to tell people about it. And people would, and his program director said, "Les, we're not on the air." He said the people still need to know, but so if you're on 1230 AM, of course you're not hearing me, but you can still hear us, of course, as you are listening right now on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, on the Civic Media app, on mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO as well. I guess my first question this morning is, what the heck was going on over there? First, we had the wrong theme. I mean, every day since this show started,
yeah,
on the first Tuesday after Labor Day in 2022, I'd had the same theme music every single day, and we had a couple of seconds there. We had the wrong song, and then we started playing it, and then we started playing it a second time. Ian Welsh, who's normally so good, all of a sudden, you have a little caffeine this morning where the fingers are?
No, just... I apologize because I'm still recovering after the True Magic League. I had to take Sunday off because my brain was fried. And just I was looking at the hot keys. I didn't see the song on.
I changed them. You noticed that, right? You saw me rotate a lot of the music because I want to freshen things up a little bit.
Because you change the songs every so often. That's okay. It's just I wasn't aware that the opening theme song was not on there this time, so I had to...
Oh, it wasn't on there? Did I take that right off? Did you have to put it back on, or?
You had to put it back on. It wasn't on there at all.
Oh, then it's partly my fault, too. So.
And I accidentally pushed the stop button. No.
That's good. Okay.
Case of the Mondays. It's understandable.
I know. Yeah. And I have to, and I thought maybe you were just mad because I did not get to your show on Saturday. And you said about being fried. I had a hockey game Saturday afternoon. I got done, and it was almost 6 o'clock, and I thought, I don't have it in me right now. It's been a long week because every night we had a game or I had the show on Wednesday, so I was like, I need to get home, and I just need to slide into my bed for a little while.
You are a very busy guy. It's perfectly understandable.
And I really wanted to, but it's like I just don't got it in me right now. And I thought, if I go over there now, I'm just going to, depending on how comfortable the seats are at the First Presbyterian Church, I might have just dozed off there. That would not be any indication of the entertainment value of your show, because I know it was fantastic. I saw, you know, the Facebook postings and all that good stuff. So, but no, I mean, I always try to get to your shows, and unfortunately, this one I just did not have it in me. So I owe you one there, and I'll make sure.
There's plenty of other shows in the future.
That's one thing that I was very comfortable knowing, that it would not be too long until we had another opportunity to see you on the stage. So so in the end, you had the three shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Everything went okay. Everything went well.
It really did. Our final show on Saturday. We had a really good audience. Honestly, I think that Friday and Saturday were probably the most enthusiastic audiences. Just, you know, everybody had some great reactions. We all had a fun time. We got a lot of positive feedback after each show. And overall, I think it was a very successful show, and we're all very proud of what we did.
Fantastic. Again, congratulations on adding another to your total. What's your total now?
I am up to 73.
73.
So
very
two shows great. Away from 75.
Yep, you're closing in on some big numbers. So you already got big number, but I mean significantly big numbers. So
I'm hoping that by the year 2030, I'll have 100 shows.
All right, we'll keep track of that. So that's fantastic. Coming up here on the program this morning, in just a few minutes, we'll be talking about the early week weather forecast with Brittany Merlot. Brittany will be joining us. She was off on Friday, so great to have her back. And the thing about it, right now, when we came into work today, feeling pretty mild. I mean, really, the last couple of days, it felt really mild.
This weekend was pretty nice.
Yeah, but as we get towards the end portion of the week, we're not only going to get cold, we are going to get... If you thought what we had was cold, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, you have.
So we're going to delve into that as we got a couple more days here where the temperatures, I mean, especially today, will be pretty mild. The snow is gone. That's one thing I've noticed. Yeah. The snow has gone, but we do have a chance of snow, and especially the cold, cold, very, almost dangerously cold weather that we will... maybe not quite dangerously cold, but...
Well, it's going to be very frigid.
Very frigid. So we'll find out all the details with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:21 this morning.
So make sure you have plenty of layers this week.
We're going to review a busy news and sports weekend on the news side. Donald Trump had his first sit-down since becoming president-elect. He was on Meet the Press yesterday. Going to talk a little bit about what America and the world heard during that interview yesterday morning. Of course, there was major upheaval in the Middle East. Assad moved out in Syria, which obviously it's not going to indicate that things are going to get any significantly safer, because I still think that there's some issues involved with the folks who may have taken over. But at the same time, Assad's been a brutal dictator for a very long time. So I'm going to touch on that a little bit. On the sports side, we will discuss a big win for Marquette over Wisconsin on the weekend. The Packers were off, of course, but the Vikings win again. So Green Bay's two games behind Minnesota for second place in the NFC North Division. So they had a very impressive win over Atlanta yesterday. And we'll just touch on that. It's going to be another very busy sports week here on 98.9 WXCO.
Indeed.
Starts tonight with another high school sports broadcast. The Newman Catholic High School boys basketball team this evening plays host to Amherst. I will be over at the Newman Catholic High School gym for the exciting action, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 tonight. So you can catch that right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also wanted to touch a little bit here last night, and part of me wanted just a full day where I didn't have to do anything, but last evening I was invited to be at the Newman Catholic High School football banquet for this year. Ooh. And those are always fun because it's an opportunity for the coaches and the players and the families and the folks involved with the program to get together. And ultimately, it doesn't matter if you'd won all the games or if you lost all the games, but in the case of this team, it was a team that won most of their games. They were 7-2 this year. They continued to be one of two teams that have always made the playoffs in eight-player football since they began the WIAA sponsoring an eight-player tournament a number of years back. This team had battled through some injuries. In fact, one of the players put together a really cool video retrospective that was, I thought, just really well done. The words from Coach Micklig about this team were exceptionally, you know, I thought, worthy of this group. And one of the great aspects of this work, being able to, you know, broadcast the games of these teams, is to sometimes be invited to some of these events. And last night it was a really good time, a chance for the coaches and the program itself, everybody involved with it, to honor the seniors who had finished up their football career. But this group really did overcome a lot of obstacles, a lot of injuries, and we're still able to maneuver their way back into the postseason playoffs. So it was, again, a really nice evening, really nice to honor that group of young men, and really, again, honored and privileged to be able to call the games of that team and so many other teams here in the Wausau area. I mean, you know why we do that, right?
Yes, I do. It's because we are very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that still covers high school sports in the era.
That's exactly right. So
all seasons.
Yep, we are the only play-by-play voice for high school sports on Wausau Radio. And again, as Ian said, very, very proud of that. And coming up next, we're also very, very proud to be the only home for Brittany Merlot here.
That's
in Wausau.
Right.
So we'll have Brittany Merlot join us. We'll have Jimmy Cuska, our Civic Media Sports Director, join us in the second hour at 9:35. Very controversial little mistake made by the, and I wouldn't say little mistake, actually a significant mistake by the WIAA, and some fallout from that. So we're going to talk about that in the second hour of the show with Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director. The time is 8:19. Brittany is next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices by searching WXCO, also Alexa, to say Search WXCO, and on the Civic Media app as well. It is Monday morning, the 9th day of December of 2024. Not a bad start at all. We're actually seeing a little bit of sunshine out there. The clouds starting to break up. A mild start here in north central Wisconsin. In fact, the mild weather the last couple of days, the snow is gone. No more snow on the ground. And again, pretty good start here on this Monday morning. But it will be changing by the time we get towards the middle to the end portion of the work week. So it should be a very interesting weather week, to say the least. And to find out a little bit about it, we're joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I think it's going to be a weather whiplash.
I'm
going to call this week.
I think you're right. I think anybody like yourself who's in the weather business, it's not boring. And normally here in Wisconsin, it is not boring. But this week especially, it will not be boring. But I was thinking about something as I was walking out actually this morning, and I kind of realized again, hey, there's no more snow. We had that snow on the ground last week because it stayed cold throughout much of the week. And then by the time we got to especially Saturday, it really warmed up and all of a sudden the snow started melting away. I know that you are younger than I am, even though we do share the same birthday in early December, but I remember when I was a kid and even going into high school, every year by this time we'd have snow. We'd have significant snow, and nowadays we don't. I mean, it is different than it used to be.
Yes, it is. I have the same exact memory. I mean, our birthdays were always packed with snow or some sort of ice storm or something was going on. Lots of stuff on the ground usually already, making it hard for friends to get out to our birthdays. That's what I remember.
Yes.
So I know for a fact that was the case. Now it's just more and more the season getting pushed later and later and ending earlier and earlier. So our winters are shrinking, our temperatures are warming because, I mean, these systems keep flinging in these warm temperatures, which is what's happening again right now. Well above freezing. I mean, parts of southern Wisconsin are going to hit 50 degrees today. We're not going to get that warm. We'll hit the low 40s, but still very, very mild for this time of year. We're pushing mid-December. We want white Christmases and holidays and all of that to go along with a theme, and we're kind of doing the opposite. So we have a lot going on this week. Beautiful today. We can go golfing practically.
I wish you were kidding, but you aren't.
No, I'm not. So beautiful out there right now. Not a cloud in the sky. The sun is out and temperatures, like I said, reaching 43 degrees. And if you go further south, even warmer.
But
this is the warmest we're going to be all week. Yeah, a big but.
Big but, exactly. Because actually, I remember on Saturday when I went out, it felt warm. I mean, because we had gone through that cold stretch. And all of a sudden, when you get back into the upper 30s, around 40, whatever it was, it starts to feel warm again. And
I was sweating yesterday.
But now we're going to get, you know, for the last couple of days and today, we get used back being a little bit warmer. And we're going to get nailed later in the week. I mean, really, really, really cold, aren't we?
Yes, colder than we've been so far. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We're sliding down after this afternoon. A slow drop. It's not going to be too, too drastic until Wednesday night. That's when the really drastic stuff hits. So what we're looking at tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. So that's already a huge drop right there. Wednesday, highs in the low 20s with some snow possibly, probably around a half an inch to an inch possible. Then Thursday, this is when that cold front has passed and strikes and hits. I mean, Wednesday night to Thursday morning, we'll be waking up to temperatures below zero, probably near 10 below zero. And this means on Thursday, our highs are only going to reach the single digits, about 5 degrees, I'm thinking. But the winds on top of that, it's going to be feeling dangerously cold. So Thursday, bundle up. Oof, rough. But we do have like a yo-yo in this weather because we snap right back to near the mid-30s, so above freezing on Sunday. So really, really cold Thursday, kind of lingers into our Friday with highs in the teens, but Saturday highs of 31, Sunday highs of 35 as another system hits. So we do look at some snow on Wednesday and Saturday and the cold day Thursday.
We're still, though, waiting for that first really significant snowstorm. And we're getting a little bit of snow, and it sounds like on Wednesday, from what you said, about an inch maybe at the outside, we still haven't had that real significant where you get half a foot at the very least. But it could be coming soon, or do you think that even that weekend, not looking at anything like that?
The weekend, it still doesn't look too significant. I mean, I wish that would change around, but we're still getting that just like a nickel and dime shots kind of pretty much coming at us. I do see a decent storm early the week of Christmas, maybe around the 22nd, 23rd. Maybe that could be our first widespread dumper. But, man, wouldn't that be nice to get a half a foot?
Well, we certainly need it by that point because, again, the way you're talking, anything we get Wednesday will be gone by the weekend, right?
Yep, with those temperatures above freezing, unfortunately. So a lot of people happy they don't have to shovel. But
no, you're exactly right there. What's the high going to be today?
Highs today, 43 degrees.
43. All right, well.
Sounds. <Melting.
laughs> I made the switch over from my long sleeve to a short sleeve by the afternoon.
Right? I don't know why I'm in a turtleneck. I dressed wrong.
Well, you're getting ready for later in the week.
Yeah, prepping.
All right, Brittany. It's gonna be a fun week to watch weather-wise. You're gonna be keeping an eye on it for us, and we'll be definitely tuned into you when you join us every morning. We appreciate it. Have a great Monday. Glad you had a wonderful little trek for the wedding on the weekend, and enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Bye,
you
Brittany.
Too. Bye.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us each weekday morning at 8:21. Give us a peek at the weather here in central Wisconsin. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, a little bit of sunshine as the clouds starting to break up. 37 degrees is the temperature. The winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 31. The dew point is 33, relative humidity of 86%. The barometer at 29.54 inches and a visibility of 8 miles. Coming up, an information update. We'll learn what's going on. Again, it was a busy weekend news-wise. We'll find out what's happening. And then we'll come back. I want to talk a little bit about what we heard from the president-elect. He was on Meet the Press yesterday for a sit-down with Kristen Welker. Talk a little bit about what we learned, about what we can expect on January the 20th. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, there are some words said by the once and future President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, yesterday. He sat down with Kristen Welker for an interview on Meet the Press. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what we heard, have a little bit of maybe perspective on what Mr. Trump said yesterday, what it means for now and the future. I want to kind of do it in two separate parts or two different ideas here. I want to talk a little bit about the interview itself, what he said, and then talk a little bit about the continuing issue he has with putting out information that simply is not true. And it's not a case of me thinking it's not true or disagreeing with an interpretation that Mr. Trump made. It's simply facts that are out there that are not true. And I just think that that's one of the major issues that many have had, among many issues, with Mr. Trump over the past 8-10 years, where we have to have a baseline of facts when we talk about different issues. And when you don't have a baseline of facts, that leads to where we are now, where you can't have substantive conversations on ideas to make things better in certain areas. But let's talk a little bit about what he talked about yesterday with Kristen Welker. And a few of the things that jumped out is, again, he has talked about his deportation ideas. And I'm curious to see. I really am curious to see how far Trump does go, because he continues to talk about it. There is plenty of evidence and plenty of folks out there who talk about that if he does that, yeah, he may get a number of folks out that definitely should be out of the country. But at the same time, he could be bringing a lot of people out of the country that are doing very important work that helps the economy. And talks about it in terms of farming issues. I have to say, I am curious to see what happens here. He did bring up again, and this one disturbs me immensely. And for folks who say, well, because Joe Biden pardoned Hunter Biden, it's okay for Donald Trump to pardon the January 6th insurrectionists, is, I think, an incredibly... It's a fallacy, bottom line. He was going to pardon these folks even if Joe did not pardon Hunter. I mean, but do people not remember the pictures of January 6th of 2021? These people breaking the windows. Yes, the officers that were overrun, the defecation on the floor of the United States Capitol.
The way these people were addressed?
I mean, it was a dark day in our country, and Trump is going to treat them as though they were just exhibiting political speech.
He's trying to treat this like it's an act of patriotism. It's not patriotism. This was an act of anarchy.
Yeah. Also,
I'm sorry to be blunt, that's the way I feel about it.
Absolutely. Also, Trump talked about working with Democrats to preserve the legal status of Dreamers, an often used term for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children, even as he stood by his campaign pledges of mass deportations and ending birthright citizenship. And even when he talks about the idea of working with Democrats, he sounds, to be honest with you, like he's not really certain of a lot of the facts of the issue. He says, quote, "We have to do something about the Dreamers, because these are people that have been brought here at a very young age, and many of these are middle-aged people now." Hey, that sounds reasonable. It sounds like, okay, we have to come together and do something about that. Mm-hmm. But then he says, in the very next breath, in the very next word, "They don't even speak the language of their country." Well, that's a false statement.
Jeez.
It's a false statement. Yeah, there are some that may not speak English or may not speak English very well, but there are many, many, many of them that when they came here as children, they learned the language. They were put into our society and learned the language. So the idea that none of them learned the language who have been here for decades.
It's not true.
It's not true. And he blames Democrats for not having something done in this issue. He says, I will work with Democrats on a plan if we come up with a plan. But the Democrats have made it very, very difficult to do anything. Republicans are very open to the Dreamers. Give me a break. Barack Obama was working on this issue many, many years ago. And Republicans were the major roadblock on this.
Obama actually made quite a bit of progress in history.
Yeah, the Obama era had a program that protects the Dreamers from deportation. Donald Trump tried to end that program called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, but that attempt by Trump was blocked by the Supreme Court in 2020. Trump says his administration's mass deportation efforts will target people with criminal histories, but indicated it could go beyond deporting criminals without specifying who the, quote, other people outside of criminals, end quote, that's what he said, would be. When asked whether he plans to deport every person who's entered the country illegally, he says, quote, I think you have to do it, end quote. And again,
you have to do it.
Well, the thing about it is if he does it, there's going to be repercussions.
There's going to be backlash.
Well, there'll be repercussions for the economy, along with the humanitarian aspect of it. Uh-huh. But he says, quote, it's a very tough thing to do. You know, you have rules, regulations, laws. They came in illegally. Well, I'm going to say one thing real kind of quickly, and I don't want to kind of delve, you know, down this garden path at this point. But when Donald Trump talks about rules, regulations, and laws, he's a man that during the course of his entire life, going back to the 1970s, when he and his father were found guilty of racist housing practices, he has not followed the rules for decades. And for him to, again, talk about like he's a bastion of following the rules, he was convicted of more than 30 felonies.
Hypocritical.
Asked about families, again, one of the big controversies of the first Trump administration was the fact that he would separate families at the border. And asked about families with mixed immigration status, where parents are in the country illegally, but their children are not, Trump said, quote, I don't want to be breaking up families. So the only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back. Trump also doubled down on his campaign promise to end birthright citizenship, which is protected by the 14th Amendment. He is saying that he's going to try to use executive action to do that, but you cannot use executive action to change the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Bottom line. So, Mr. Trump, somebody needs to tell him you cannot be changing the Constitution through executive order. So, bottom line. And he also made another false statement about birthright citizenship. He says we're the only country that has it. No, that is not true. There are dozens of countries that have that. He says if we can through executive action, I was going to do it through executive action, but then we have to fix COVID first, to be honest with you. Well, no, you number one, you didn't fix COVID. Number two, you cannot do it through executive action. But something that is exceptionally wrong in my mind and concerning in my mind as well, mm-hmm, is the idea of going after people that investigated him for his issues during the first administration.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
He said he would not seek, quote, retribution against President Joe Biden and against his political enemies, but he repeatedly left room for his appointees to decide whether to go after specific people. He suggested members of Congress who led the investigations into his conduct during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol should be put in jail. And then he'll look on his first day at issuing pardons to supporters involved in the riot. So the people that investigated one of the darkest days in American history, just for investigating it, he thinks they should be put in jail.
Jeez.
And Trump said he would not direct his Justice Department to investigate members of Congress. Well, number one, the Justice Department should not be taking orders from Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. There is supposed to be an independence of the Justice Department from the executive. And that's been a frustration, frankly, for a lot of Democrats who saw the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, sit on his hands for a couple of years, drag it out so that Donald Trump was not put before a judge and a jury sooner, where he may have been, frankly, already in jail instead of being able to run for president. So the idea that he is saying he would not, when you know that he is trying to put in a man named Cash Patel to lead the FBI, and he wanted to put in a man named Matt Gaetz originally to be the attorney general, but now he has somebody named Pam Bondi who has he had given money to in her campaigns in the past.
The whole situation is just, and he
says that he wants Pam Bondi to do what she wants to do when it comes to special counsel Jack Smith. He wants to maybe investigate him. He wants to investigate and put in jail Liz Cheney. Trump was direct when speaking about the members of Congress who led the January 6th committee, telling Kristen Welker that the co-chairs of the committee, Republican Liz Cheney and Democrat Benny Thompson, should, quote, go to jail. That is wrong on every single level.
Absolutely.
The idea that people investigating an obvious breach of the United States Capitol should go to jail for investigating it, should go to jail, that shows again the totalitarian mindset that this man has.
A total disregard for a justice, for the law, and just for just decent and, human behavior.
And he actually suggested that Joe Biden should give those folks pardons now, because he said Biden can give them a pardon if he wants to, Trump said, and maybe he should. You know what that says to me? He wants President Biden to give out lots of pardons, because then he'll have the excuse to pardon many, 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 many felons. And it's going to become just a joke, frankly, in the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sad. I mean, it's...
So nobody is pushing back against this. Like, nobody is trying to fight.
There's people pushing back.
But just the fact that he thinks he can do all this stuff and get away with that, and that, you know, there won't be repercussions, is just...
I want to talk a little bit about tariffs coming up, because that's, again, one of the big economic policies he's talking about pushing. And, again, Trump, I don't think he gave people that are a little worried about what to expect on January 20th any relief in that realm. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what Donald Trump said yesterday on NBC. Coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Chad, Home Show 98.9 WXCO. If you'd like to add your comment, if you saw Donald Trump yesterday, you heard him speak on NBC's Meet the Press and have any thoughts on it, you can either call or text us, 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. That is the number to call or text, either one. And you can also call or text us through the Civic Media app. Download the app, open up the fourth one down, 98.9 WXCO. Hit the button to call, hit the button to text, and we'll make sure to respond to your comments. Talking a little bit about, again, Donald Trump's interview with Kristen Welker on Meet the Press. Wanted to talk a little bit about the falsehoods that he said again. And again, the idea of we've gone from George Washington, I can never tell a lie to, just the avalanche of misstatements that Donald Trump has made over the years. In fact, a man named Mark Jacob appears on Pat Kreitlow's show very often during the course of well, he's always on Fridays. Last week he was on Thursdays, but he made a good point again about some of the reporting that was done on Trump's interview. He talked about the New York Times. He actually put this posting on Blue Sky in the last hour. Mark Jacob. The New York Times tells us that Trump made, quote, specious statements, end quote. What's wrong with the word lies? Why does the New York Times use that powerful word so rarely? As Trump blowtorches the truth, the New York Times fights back with a squirt gun because he quoted, says, in the interview, this is what the Times said, aired on Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press, Mr. Trump miscast the effects of tariffs, vastly overstated the number of unauthorized immigrants released under the Biden administration, falsely claimed that crime was at an all-time high, misleadingly described military spending under the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and exaggerated his own polling, among other specious statements. Jacob says perhaps the New York Times falls back on this lame argument that you can't call Trump's false claims lies because you can't read his mind and don't know it's intentional. But that supposes that Trump actually thinks crime is at an all-time high based on what I call bleep. I cannot say the word that he put in his posting here on the radio or else I will get in trouble.
It's a bad word, but no.
I get in trouble with my bosses and the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah.
He's lying and he knows it. So, and that's a very good point. And just to talk a little bit about some of the specious statements he made.
I really hope that someone at Meet the Press was like fact-checking all this information as they were talking
about.
Because they like, you know, that's your journalistic responsibility is to fact-check all the guests, all the things that guests say on the show to make sure that they're actually telling the truth.
Let's talk about a few of the misstatements made by the former president and former president-elect.
Okay.
On crime, Mr. Trump falsely claimed crime is at an all-time high. And according to a CNN's fact-checker, Daniel Dale, he says that is nowhere close to true. Both violent crime and property crime rates have plummeted in the U.S. since the early 1990s and are far below all-time highs. FBI data shows that crime declined again in 2023. Trump's tariffs. Trump falsely claimed that the tariffs he imposed during his first presidency cost Americans nothing. Study after study, including one from the federal government's bipartisan U.S. International Trade Commission, found that Americans bore almost the entire cost of Trump's tariffs on Chinese products. In fact, during a campaign stop that Tammy Baldwin made at Sioux Ginseng here in the Wausau area late in the campaign, the owner of the ginseng factory talked about the effects that Trump's trade war with China had on his business. So the idea that it costs nothing is false right here in central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
The tariffs are paid by U.S. importers, not foreign exporters, as Trump regularly claims. And it's easy to find specific example of companies that pass along the cost of tariffs to U.S. consumers. Trump also falsely claimed that during his presidency, we had no inflation. In fact, cumulative inflation during Trump's presidency was about 8%. He also falsely claimed that inflation was so low during his presidency that the Biden administration didn't have inflation for a year and a half. They almost went 2 years based on what I created. No, the inflation spike came very early in the Biden administration in the aftermath of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. The 2020 election. Trump vaguely reiterated his lie that he was the real winner of the 2020 election, saying, I think it's an easy argument that was proven even more conclusively by the win he had on this one. His legitimate victory in the 2024 election does not do anything to validate his claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Again, he just kept going, and there's even more and more and more. He said that he is the one that saved Obamacare. I mean, he tried to repeal Obamacare. John McCain saved Obamacare. After that, he and his officials took many steps to weaken the law, though they did continue to update, continue to operate the Obamacare exchanges, but they also refused to defend several central provisions of the law in a lawsuit brought by a coalition of Republican-led states. So for him to say, I saved Obamacare, is again a lie. Yeah. So again, I just wish, one thing I really like to see is, yes, he won the election. He's going to be president. Let's try to have a battle of ideas. What are his ideas? And be honest about them. I mean, again, he earned the right for some policies. We'll see. I mean, okay, we have a break. Hard break right now. We'll be right back here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.